From WBHM, I'm Richard Banks. Alabama has a new poet laureate, Ashley M. Jones. Her appointment comes a few weeks before the release of her new poetry book, Reparations Now.
Mason Dixon is an imagined line. You can theorize it or wish it real, but it's the same old ghost. See-through, benign. All y'all from Alabama.
Born and raised in Birmingham, Jones is the first Black poet laureate in the state and the youngest. It's been a long-time dream of hers, and Jones told WBHM's Janae Pierre what she hopes to accomplish.
At 31, you're the youngest person to hold the position, but you're also the first Black woman. How does that make you feel, and what do you hope little Black girls and little brown girls take away from this new appointment?
Well, as the first Black woman, the first person of color, period, and the youngest to hold this position, I mean, I feel honored to open that door, but I also feel like I want people to realize that I shouldn't have been the first in 2021. That's a long time. The poet laureate position in Alabama began in 1930. So if you think about that, it really shouldn't have taken this long, you know. But if it has to be me to be the first, so be it. And hopefully there will be many others after. And we can sort of get the firsts out of the way and just, you know, have it be a normal thing that anyone can be a poet laureate and represent their people, their culture. And being a political poet, I'm very excited to be the poet laureate of this state, which is so often misunderstood, perhaps, politically. Not that we don't have things to work on, because we definitely do. But to hold this position, and everybody knows that I write about the real, that means a lot as well.
When did poetry become a thing for you? What's your genesis story?
I actually went to elementary school not too far from here. Like, you could walk to Epic Elementary, where I went to school, and that's kind of where it began. I already was really into books and art because my parents just let us do that all day. We were all reading by the time we were like three. But when I was seven in the second grade, there was an assignment to memorize something and bring it into class to recite. And so I had been reading that week this book called Honey, I Love by Eloise Greenfield. And it's a book of poetry for children. And it's using a very Black voice, Black settings, Black characters. So there's this poem in there called Harriet Tubman. And it begins, Harriet Tubman didn't take no stuff, wasn't scared of nothing neither. Didn't come in this world to be no slave and wasn't gonna stay one either. And so I recited this poem dressed as Harriet Tubman. At the time, I had swollen adenoids and tonsils, so I was very congested. So I'm just like reciting this thing with my little, you know, nasally voice. And I just felt this surge of power that I had never felt before. You know, being an artist, you do feel a little odd, you know, all the time. You feel like you don't really fit in. And when I was reciting that poem, when I read that book, I felt just alive in a way that I hadn't before. And so soon after that day, I took what was my spy journal and wrote poems in there. And since then, I've been writing poetry.
And now, as Alabama's poet laureate, you'll kind of go back into where you fell in love with poetry in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll have duties including lectures and appearances at schools and universities and libraries, as you mentioned. What are you most looking forward to, and what are you hoping to accomplish within the next 4 years?
I really hope that I can showcase all of the writers who are already in Alabama working. For me, it's not a matter of, you know, finding, creating, all that kind of stuff, discovering that colonial term. It's not that. It's simply me being able to tell everybody else, hey, y'all, this is what we're doing here in Alabama, or even to connect communities within the state who may not know about each other. And I really can't wait to just meet people. It always meant a lot to me as a young person to meet Black writers and see them alive and doing things, you know? And so I'm really hopeful that just by being visible and doing my best job, I can maybe let some other person, young or old, know that they can also do what it is they dream to do.
The announcement that you'd become Alabama's new state poet laureate was made a couple weeks before the release of your third book of poetry. Mm-hmm. What can folks expect?
So Reparations Now is my third poetry collection, and I'm so excited about it. I feel like, although I love all of my book babies, this book, I feel, represents me unapologetically, I guess. I felt the most myself writing this book. Not to say that I wasn't myself with the other two. It's just that with this one, I felt I have nothing to prove to anyone. And I can say now whatever it is that I want to say without fearing it, I guess. And so you can expect in this book poems about racism and the way this country was born. You can expect poems about me as a woman, as a person, about my family. There's lots of formal poetry in the book and lots of non-formal poetry in the book. And the book actually opens with a poem that I wrote for my dad for his funeral, which happened in May of this year. So there's some tenderer moments in there as well.
That was Ashley M. Jones, Alabama's new poet laureate. She spoke with WBHM's Janae Pierre. Jones' poetry book, Reparations Now, will be released on September 7th.